This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org in beautiful Clinton, New York at gorgeous Hamilton College. It's just lovely, just lovely.
Don't want no loving, don't want no kissing, don't want no gal to call me honey. Don't want my name in a hall of fame, I just want a big fat pile of money. Give me that almighty dollar for that lettuce, hear me holler. Give me buckets for the ducats, let me walk around and waller. In Missouma, El Dinero, wanna be a millionaire. Give me money, 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 money. I want that green ammunition, that's the stuff for which I'm wishing. Fill my closet with deposits, I'm a demon in addition. Give me shekels, give me pesos, let me see their smiling faces. Money, 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 money. I wanna get me a suit that's made out of loot, and whistle the wearing of the green. I got that monetary itis, like to be just like King Midas. Want that golden touch, that's what I mean. Give me that old double eagle, want that tender that is legal, and financially, substantially, any sum I can inveigle. Want to live in regal splendor, with that loving legal tender. Give me money, 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 money. I'm a greenback collector, I'm a paper bill inspector, I'm a savage for that cabbage, man to me it's golden nectar. Pour that filthy lucre on me, spread those loving germs upon me, give me money, 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 money. Just let me roll around upon it, stuff those bank rags in my bonnet, any kind, just so some president has got his picture on it. Let me feel it, let me hold it, let me sit down and fold it, give me money, money, money. I want a carload of cash, the kind I can stash, a vat full of bordoni or dough. You know your banker never lets it matter whereabouts you get it, that just got it, boy, that's all he wants to know. Give me treasure I can measure, cause that's my idea of pleasure. Give me wampum, gilded or gitus, let me count it at my leisure. Let me live in legal splendor with that loving legal tender. Give me money, 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 money. And if they ever plant trees of E floribus unum, I wanna be that guy that they send out to prune 'em. Money, 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 money. I want money, lots and lots of money. Money, 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 money.
Now, there's a much better singer. That was the old Codger, and he has a show, although he hasn't been on. He's been on hiatus, not hiatal hernia, but no, hiatus for the past several months, unfortunately, but we've much enjoyed his programs on WFMU, and that's his own rendition of Money, and that's a love song, and that was recorded in 04. Before that, we heard the Carpal Tunnel Kid, who's... Who needs no further introduction, because he won't get one from me. And continuing now, here's speaking of how I'm feeling. Although, you know, it's true. By Reggie Harlan, and an old, it's a cylinder from the University of California Santa Barbara collection. And this song was, I think this was a campaign song in the 20s, as somebody was singing it somewhere at a convention, according to H.L. Mencken. I'd have to look that up, but this was the song that they were singing. It was very popular. They Gotta Quit Kicking My Dog Around. 1912.
Once me, Lem Briggs, and old Bill Brown took a load of corn to town, and old Jim Dog, the ornery cuss, he just naturally followed us. Every time I come to town, the boys keep kicking my dog around. Makes no difference if he is a hound, they gotta quit kicking my dog around. As we drive past Sam Johnson's store, past the yaps came out the door. When Jim, he stops to smell a box, they shied at him a bunch of rocks. Makes no difference if he is a hound, they gotta they quit kicking my dog around. They tied a tin can to his tail and run him past the county jail. And that plum naturally makes me sore. And them he cussed and Bill he swore. Folks say a dog can't hold no grudge. But once when I got too much budge, them pound ups tried to do me up. But they didn't count on old Jim Pup. Every time I come to town, the boys keep kicking my dog around. Makes no difference if he is a hound. They gotta quit kicking my dog around. Jim Steed is duty there and then, and he lifts into them gentlemen, and he sure must up the coat house squaw with rags and meat and hide and haw. Every time I come to town, the boys keep kicking my dog around. Makes no difference if he is a hound. They gotta quit kicking my dog around.
Was Delinis, oh, a said Delinis, a mean of tennis, leanest, high brown girl. And she had Demeanis, oh, gee, she had Demeanis, the meanest man in all the world. Now lies, I caught him flirting, I said a flirting, it hurt her like it never did before. That night as she lay sleeping, oh, gee, she started dreaming. She dreamed she went below. Before Satan, she was led, Lord, Lord. And this is what she thought she said. Good evening, Satan. I'm here. 'Cause I couldn't stand for a trifling man. Satan, hear my plea. Don't you put that man close to me. I know he's coming after a while, but we can't shovel from the same coal pile. Satan, I'm Satan, I couldn't stand for a trifling man. I kept on dreaming, yes, I said a dreaming. I mean a dreaming about a trifling man. Satan's fires was gleaming, I said a gleaming, beneath the great big frying pan. Now Liza started shoveling, I said a shoveling. I mean a shoveling in the fire so bright. She said, I'm just awaiting, a palpitating. I hope he comes tonight. When Satan happened to go past, he says, I hope this coal fire lasts. Believe me, Satan, I'm here. 'Cause I couldn't stand for a trifling man. Satan, please hear my plea. Don't you put that man close to me. He's a handsome man, I want that understood. Outside of that, he wasn't a bit of good. Oh, Satan, I'm Satan, I couldn't stand for a trifling man.
Thank you.
The only thing to follow that other one with, that was Vincent Lopez, his orchestra, and an old OK, Pack Up Your Sins. I've been playing that one a lot lately. I don't know, maybe I'm just feeling like hell, I don't know. Actually, I feel pretty good, so I don't know, there's something weird going on. But that was Pack Up Your Sins and Go to the Devil. Irving Berlin wrote that, and that was in the Music Box Review of 1922-1923. And that was, yeah, both years. Yeah, it was. There was a little dash between the 2 years. Anyway, before that, Ernest Hare on an old cylinder. It was from the Santa Barbara collection from the University of California. And it was, I guess, probably dubbed from a diamond disc. Satan, I'm Here. And it's another dark song. But there was a lot of darkness in that era. It was very, people were, they considered the Prince of Darkness fair game for literary composition. So you'll find a lot of that stuff. I even discovered that L. Frank Baum wrote a play about called The Rise of Lucifer. So if you want to put that in your conspiracy file, go ahead. But no, it's just literary stuff. It was very, and then they, you know, Jurgen and all these other books. And then it got kind of quiet after a while. Probably Billy Sunday had something to do with it. Before that, we had Byron G. Harlan. They Gotta Quit Kicking My Dog Around, 1912. Another cylinder from Santa Barbara. And this is Radio. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm trying to save myself here from any fiery anything, because it's, you know, the weather's really nice now, and I'm appreciating it greatly. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Thank you for listening, even. In spite of the sporting events, the Olympics that are going on, and the marching and everything, that's quite a pageant. What you get here is every week is a pageant. So consider that, if you will. You get the best radio show I know how to put on. And even in spite of everything, it still works out, because some days I don't feel great, and I come in and I do it, and it sounds okay. I'm going to continue now. Try to lighten up the mood a bit after Chopin's Funeral March being interpolated into the Lopez there. Here's Roy Smack, and I think this was recorded in 1931, although I saw 1928 on a database, but let's say 31, just to be safe, because that's what it says on the album. Uday L. Bowman's 12th Street Rag.
Do-da-do-da-da-do-ba. Like to learn everything in 5 easy lessons?
Yes!
Well, send for our free booklet. A dumbbell when every magazine gives you a tumble on how not to be green. Anyone can live and learn. All you have to do, just send for our free booklet and watch your dreams come true. They laughed when I sat down to play, but when I stopped they yelled hooray, and then they took the piano away. Send for our free booklet. They tittered when I arose to speak. As I got strong they all got weak. If you are bashful, shy and meek, send for our free booklet. Do friends feel sorry for your wife? Are you wasting your young life? Would you know what spoon or knife? Just sign that little coupon. In French, I ordered coffee cake. My friends all laughed and hollered fake. Hey. Just then the waiter brought a steak. Send for our free booklet. Your best friends will not tell you so. You wonder why you lose your bow. If you would really like to know, send for our free booklet. When noisy neighbors make you moan, let's show you how to make them groan. One payment brings our saxophone. Send for our free booklet. If you are troubled with the gout, if your teeth are falling out, a blindfold test will help, no doubt. It's free, no obligation. For profit, get a Belgian hare. They add to every home that's bare. And how they multiply, oh yes, send for our free booklet. I said I'd fix the radio. You should have heard them laugh, ho ho. When I was done, they bought one. So send for our free booklet. They jeered when I bought my guitar, which goes to show you how your friends are. I struck one chord and struck a bar. Send for our free booklet. Why be a wallflower? Why be blue? Why kill wives with washing too? We'll do the dirty work for you. Just clip and mail this coupon. They roared when I sat down to plumb. I learned by mail, I wasn't dumb. You should have seen the firemen come. Send for our free booklet. Send for our illustrated pamphlet.
And that's, the 42-cent stamp. And write Radiola, care of WHCL, and it'll get to me. And I'll send you a booklet of some sort. Or maybe I won't. I'm sorry I said that now. That was sent for our free booklet by the Six Jumping Jacks, Tom Stacks, doing the honors there, as always, in 1930. I have incredibly good news for you. The West End Jazz Band is going to include that selection on their upcoming CD. So I can hardly... I know they love that. That's one of their... That's a big number for them. And it's going to be... They're going to do it. I'm so glad to hear that. So that's... I know they can do it justice, too. Not many people could. But I know the gang out there in Chicago will tackle that as it needs to be tackled. Yes. And before that, we had the Four Rajahs with a harp, a hot harp accompaniment there. You gotta love it. Waiting for Katie, 1928. A little more avant-garde than the Revelers, but very nice. Very nice indeed. Beginning with Roy Smack. 12th Street Rag, I think from 1931, could be, well, suffice it to say it was Roy Smack. And suffice it to say, this is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and you're listening. Yeah, of course you're listening. You're listening to WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, and I do appreciate you listening tonight in spite of everything. It's a fun show. I'm having a great time. Didn't have a great time this week. It was something to chew through. It was various other things were gnawing at my vitals, but I seem to have prevailed and got to the studio, and I feel absolutely wonderful right now. It's just a delightful to be here with you. And here's Bob Herring and his orchestra in 1929 with Eddie Thomas on the vocal. Huggable, kissable you. Aren't we all? I think we're all pretty. Well, it depends. You know, did you take a bath? Well, if you did, that's good.
Thank you. your smile and your oriental style. Bells were ringing and voices singing from out the boat down on the bay. And when we said goodbye, the sad tear in your eye made me vow that soon I'd be returning. I learned to be land cool like Hindus really do. I learned your lingo too, made of old Bombay.
I Got Worried, Jimmy George Orchestra, 1928, and that is, the other versions I've heard of that are rather slow. That is such an upbeat version. It actually sounds stressful, but I love it. That's the best I've never, somebody ought to use that arrangement. Somebody, West End Jazz Band, Vince Giordano, somebody who, or any of the other various excellent revival bands, and there are many, working right now, and there's so many I'm not going to delve into them. Only the two that just popped into my mind. Maybe somebody should revive that arrangement because that's such a What a sound that is. Jimmy Joy, 1919. It's off of Brunswick, 1928. Before that, the Blue Water Yacht Club Orchestra, Made of Old Bombay. A little jazz at the end of that. Of course, now it's Mumbai, so it really is Old Bombay, in 1928. And Bob Herring starting the set. Eddie Thomas on the vocal with Huggable Kissable You. One of those songs that just sort of tromps around in my brain in combat boots. And I wish the same for you also. I'm Andy Senior, and this is Radiola. And you're listening to WHCL, 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And I hope you're enjoying this. It's not the Olympics, but I'm not going to jump through hoops for you. I'm not going to light any torches either. That's not going to happen. So this is what you got for me, music. And that's what I do. So now, here's the Majestic Dance Orchestra. Well, speaking of lighting torches, Irving gets rather hot and bothered on this one. Yes, Irving Kaufman, vocal on the Majestic Dance Orchestra, 1929, from a Sunbeam LP. I haven't figured out what 78 this is from. I'd love to find a good copy of this, because Sunbeam in those days did not traditionally produce the best transfers. But this will just have to do, because it's just a great record, and I'll live with it.
You gotta wet it. You gotta wet it. Down so the stuff can grow. You better wet it, you better wet it. Dampen it, farmer, you know. You got to sprinkle it and dampen it. Let the good work go on. If your tongue feels parched, your throat's gone dry, what the first thing to a doctor that you run and cry? Oh, wet it, stop wet it. Ain't you wet it, please? Won't you sprinkle it and dampen it so I can go right along? You know me, my baby got high as a kite, tried to rock all over the floor at the ball last night. She ringed and twist, too bad Jim started doing something, looked so slim. I said, baby, what must I do? Said, you must take my advice. She said, you gotta wet it. Oh, sprinkle it. Yes, wet it now. You gotta dampen it and wet it. Let the good work go on. Man, if you get something good, dry and tight, I don't mean nothing that you had late last night. If you flip it and bop it until it's too bad, Jim, next day you'll be minus of your bigger and bim. Take my advice, if you are short or slim, I said you better, can't you? Oh, yes, just sure. You gotta dampen it and sprinkle it, let the good work go on.
Secluded rendezvous that overlooks East 7th Avenue with someone staring any life of jazz. Oh, this is that baby cocktails will do as we enjoyed a cigarette, but when a twisted dance enough. Now my two big rusty hands were holding lightly me with the red cocktails of you. It make a reeling, 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 yeah. Heart will be obedient, but intoxicated, gives his love. Them frenzy bells in greediness. Won't in the afternoon at four, sack them out, baby. I'll be banging on your door. Oh, you see. My fortune make a little blast. Yeah. Like it all began. A cocky, 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 details to do. Yeah.
both in absolute five, baby. We both should be glad we're alive. Number one makes me plan like it all began. But da 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 cocktail.
If anybody else has any other records by Slim Green, I'd like to hear them. That was Slim Green with Cocktails for Two, 19... Oh, boy. Oh, Lordy. That was from 1935. And that was the most... last week, I think we had the Art Tatum version, which was sophisticated and taken with a delicacy and finesse. That the cocktails that he's talking about must have been Thunderbird. That's all I can say. That is a raucous. That's the best version. I like that better than Spike Jonze's version. It rips it up and and that was when the song came out. Yes, I mean Spike Jonze is good, but that's amazing. Slim Green for an old Decca. 7104A, 1935, Cocktails for Two. Before that, Frankie Half Pint Jackson from a Herwin LP, and I forget where they came from originally, but, well, that was Wetted. Yes, and sometimes you get thirsty. That's what he's talking about. 1929. I dare Rich Connolly to play that record, by the way. I just dare him. Yeah, try it, Rich. Yeah, it's good. Play that one, would you? I enjoy this stuff. I'm just, you know, I'm having a good time tonight. Before that, the Majestic Dance Orchestra, Irving Kaufman singing with a lot of feeling and conviction with Four or Five Times, 1929. And when Irving, that's true, he put a lot into that. And now we're going to take it down a few notches. Here are the Modernists, and their recording of Solitude, Duke Ellington's composition from 1934. It's a perfect recording from that year, and it's not bad. I wouldn't call it. It's close to perfect. Here are the Modernists. Yeah, you deserve a rest after that, most definitely. Thank you. Shoes, but if Sally sees them, she'll say things, so you don't want Sally to see those shoes. That was Johnny Johnson and his orchestra from 1935. Walter Botsford gave you that vocal, and before that, Solitude. And Solitude, if you're swearing a lot, Solitude's pretty good because you're not offending anyone, and that's probably a good thing. Dealing with technology, that's been my practice this week. That was a modernist in 34 with that one. But, yeah, this week I've been a very unhappy little camper indeed. This is Andy Sr. with Radiola, and thank you so much for listening. And speaking of technology and my dealings with it this week, it's been rough, but I've come through all right. And this song is dedicated to the one person who has listened to more profanity this week than anyone. I mean, I swear, there's no, I'm swearing now, but not swearing, but I'm telling you, I'm testifying to the fact that this person has heard more interesting language of a non-printable and non-broadcastable nature than anyone should have to endure. So this goes out. This is the Radio Rhythm Rascals. Val Rosing on the vocal here in 1935. And I'm going to head down the hill in a few minutes, but enjoy this. It's really good.
Above knows the one that I love. Sweet Sue, baby, it's you. When the moon up high knows the reason why I love you, Joe. Sweet Sue. La di 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 do do da 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 up high knows the reason why I love my little Sue.